Stern.
Yeah, boy. You have left me no choice but to go gangsta.
Talking car industry with his pimp cave.
Ah, yes, Perry. So before we get into the best-selling cars of 2019, we have some awards to talk about. And these are kind of like the Oscars of the car world, right?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, this is the North American Car, Truck, and SUV of the Year. And really what they're... The difference in these awards is it's not by a publication or by a particular magazine. It's 50 independent journalists that have all come together, driven the cars, and voted on them. So as far as the winners, so the car of the year went to the Chevrolet Corvette, the brand new Stingray that's come out, you know, with the mid-engine.
Yeah, looks like a European car almost.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it hasn't actually gone on sale yet. I'm looking forward to driving it at some point. But it beat out the Toyota Supra, which is also a big deal coming out this year. And the redesigned Hyundai Sonata, which is not flashy, but from what I've heard, it's actually quite good.
Well, who won the Truck of the Year?
So Truck of the Year went to the Jeep Gladiator, which, you know, we've talked about before. It's very popular and, you know, not a big surprise there.
Yeah.
I like that the new Kia won the utility vehicle. I like that this is like a bigger SUV that's coming from them as opposed to their crossovers.
It is, and it's actually really good. I mean, it drives really well. It's nice inside. You know, they've got a lot of cool features on it. It's been winning awards like crazy.
And this
wasn't a big surprise either, actually.
That was the Telluride, right?
Kia Telluride,
okay.
Exactly.
That's a fun name.
And so
maybe one of those three will be among the best-selling vehicles in America for 2019.
You would think, but perhaps not.
Perhaps not. It's a tough it's a tough hill to overcome because, I mean, what is it, Ford F-150 again? Is that our winner?
It is the winner. It's been for, I think this is the 43rd year that that Ford F-150 or F-Series, 43rd year it's been the best-selling truck in America. 38 years is being just the best-selling vehicle overall.
Wow.
Naturally.
They sold almost 900,000 of those things last year.
It seems like we cover the same worn tracks where the first or the top three are all trucks. They're all big, full-size trucks.
They are, although the order switched. And so it's always been F-Series, Chevy Silverado, Ram truck. Ram has got a brand new model. We've talked about that before, how gorgeous it is inside. With sales of that climbing and sales of the Chevrolet dropping a bit, the Ram came into second place now. So the Ram is now the second best-selling truck in America and best-selling vehicle in America.
Any big surprises from the top sellers list here?
The one that's kind of funny is the Ford Fusion is still on this list. So it was number 25 out of the 25. But Ford Fusion's been canceled.
It counts.
And so they're not even going to be building it anymore, and it's still one of the best-selling cars in America.
I see those all over town.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great car. It's really unfortunate. I mean, I'm sure Ford did some numbers and realized that somehow it was not profitable to keep it around, but it's still outselling. It's still one of the best-selling passenger cars in America.
Perry, any
kind of crazy.
Any vehicles see any huge drop-offs in sales from the year before?
There were a couple, but it's probably not because they're bad. So Ford Explorer, for example, Ford Explorer is all new. It's down about almost 30% compared to last year. But the problem was that for several months, there weren't any new Explorers because they were transitioning from the old Explorer to the new one.
Oh, okay.
So it's not exactly a telling number. And if you look at like the last couple months, Explorer sales have started climbing again. So I mean, this is one that's been on the top selling list for pretty much since it came out, you know, decades ago.
All right. Yeah, and that's a viable asterisk next to that number for the Ford Explorer in that regard.
Exactly.
America wants it. Well, you get it, America. All right, Perry Stern, AutoNXT.net. And as always, we appreciate it, Perry. We'll talk to you next week.
No problem. Talk to you later.